earlier in the week, we resumed our discussion of some of the Medical News Today's list of some of the 2018 highlights. And we took a look, for example, at what was happening with regards to e-cigarettes. Are they truly safe? And survey said, no. Then from there, we segued into a discussion about cancer and cancer research. And who remembers how many people died just in the year 2018 due to cancer-related causes? Well, according to World Health Organization, 9.6 million cancer-related causes. Now, we ended, though, earlier in the week on a positive note, an upbeat note about cancer research. And we were talking about a test that could make things much better. Remember, one of the problems with cancer is that it can take a long time to diagnose any type of cancer. And as a result of it taking a long time to diagnose what kind of cancer a person may have, it can delay the prescription of an appropriate treatment. So, there's a test called CancerSeek that researchers from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine have developed that can help speed up that process. The test is very, very sensitive and able to detect, as we mentioned, 8 types of cancer, including breast cancer, lung cancer, colorectal cancer. Speaking of colorectal cancer, how many of you are making sure that you have those colonoscopies performed? It can be a game changer. It can be a lifesaver. The uncomfortable news about it is, of course, you are exposed. But the good thing about it is, when I say exposed, I mean physically. I mean, you're open up to everybody in that room. But the good thing is, you're almost ensuring that if anything is wrong, they'll catch it. If nothing is wrong, they'll catch that. And when it comes to cancer, including colorectal cancer, it is good to know everything's kosher. Everything's everything. And if something needs to be done, the sooner that is discovered, the better. So colonoscopies, don't be turned off too much by the fact, don't be turned off too much by the fact that, you know, you'll have to drink that solution that helps get your system cleaned out and all that. I think I've spoken with someone recently who said that you don't always have to drink that drink anymore. That beverage that is somewhat sweetened. There's so many people, though, say they hate. And of course, part of the challenge is you have to drink so much of it in such a short period of time. You feel like you're about to float away, but it's worth it. Even if you still have to drink that drink that helps clear out your system, it's worth it. Remember, it's an investment in your health. All right, so this test can also pick up on ovarian cancer, liver cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, and esophageal cancer with a moderate to high degree of accuracy. And remember, I was really excited about the ovarian cancer part. They're saying that this test can help diagnose ovarian cancer with 98% accuracy. That is awesome. And my guess is they've gotten to 98% accuracy on the ovarian cancer test. They will probably get to high degrees of accurate testing with those other cancer types at some point. That's my guess. The authors explain that the new blood test identifies specific cancer biomarkers, such as telling genetic mutations and the presence of proteins that are associated with different types of cancer. Other research this year focused on finding better ways to stop cancer in its tracks. I know a lot of people want that to happen. Stop cancer in its tracks. One study from the Stanford University School of Medicine in California, the findings of which appeared in Science Translational Medicine, tested a new cancer-destroying injection that was used in mice. Only one shot, according to the authors, was needed to boost specialized immune cell activity and knock out those solid cancer tumors. Dr. Ronald Levy, study author, says that their approach uses a one-time application of very small amounts of two agents to stimulate the immune cells only within the tumor itself. Interesting. The immune cells locked down by the tumor. But now they're going to come up with a way to stimulate those immune cells to go to battle. The approach bypasses the need to identify tumor-specific immune targets, and it doesn't require wholesale activation of the immune system or customization of a patient's immune cells. The injection could be wielded against many different types of cancer. So far, it's shown promise against breast, colon, and skin cancer. By the way, let me interject this too. Don't allow yourselves to be intimidated by the thought of having cancer detected, and therefore you choose not to go get your checkups. Mm-mm. If you've been having some kind of discomfort, whatever it is, as early in the game as possible, go get checked out. Have those regular annual physical exams. Ask your doctor to check a number of things. Vitamin D levels, vitamin B levels. Just give thorough checks. And if the doctor says, hey, you know what? We have discovered something. Go get it checked out. Let them refer you to the specialist and go as soon as possible. One of the mistakes that a lot of people make, especially in the Black community, is putting off, just hoping that things are just going to magically become all right. The vast majority of the time, that doesn't happen. So go ahead, take care of yourselves. Don't let fear paralyze you. Even if you have to call through the fear, in other words, pick up the phone to schedule the appointment, and then drive through the fear. You're still afraid, but you're driving to the clinic for that scheduled appointment. Do what you need to do to be as healthy as possible. All right. How about another 2018 highlight? This one having to do with using old remedies in new ways. Another research trend. In 2018 was that very thing. Check this out. We have known for a long, long time that baking soda is something awesome. Baking soda. How many of you use it to brush your teeth? How many of you use it to help your refrigerator smell fresh? How many of you use it for some type of medicinal purpose, whatever that medicinal purpose may be? Well, baking soda is something that many people have used traditionally to soothe heartburn. A study published in the Journal of Immunology in 2018 found that baking soda can actually help treat, get this, arthritis. From the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University, they reported that the researchers reported that drinking a solution of baking soda can protect against rheumatoid arthritis and other inflammatory diseases. That's because baking soda influences the mesothelial cells, which line various organs, of the spleen so that they do not overreact to heavy foods and treat them as a threat of infection. The baking soda solution also seems to impact the activity of various immune cells in the spleen, in the kidneys, the peripheral blood, leading to a decrease in pro-inflammatory cells and an increase in anti-inflammatory cells. And again, you notice I emphasized Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University. All right, more highlights in just a few.